Jason's got his head down. He's not even looking.
I saw.
Good. I think he should keep his head down all segment
what
if that's possible.
What is that?
It is Halloween, everyone. Happy Halloween to you, Ben Davis.
Oh, man. You did
you
it.
Know, Batman is...
How do you do it?
Batman is in the house.
How do you do it?
I'm the hammer.
The hammer!
You know? Well, actually, I'm Batman. Oh, but I'm also...
The hammer!
But I'm also
Batman. Is that what you ran out to your car for this morning?
No, it was my golf GPS, so I can hopefully break 100 today.
Oh, that's what's in front of me here?
Yeah. Are you golfing in that?
Yes.
Well, not in that.
No, not in this. No. Not in this.
Not at Marion. Not at Marion.
You yeah. went. And I don't got... think I'm allowed to wear this at Marion, right?
No, definitely not.
I would not be allowed in, no.
You went and got another Batman costume.
This is the one from five years ago.
Did that fit you?
Well, you guys should have seen the one he used to wear.
It was a child.
It was disgusting, honestly. It was destroyed.
Like the ones that have cardboard.
Well, it was also destroyed. He worn it for like 15 years.
There's so many stains from college.
It was disgusting. You could smell everywhere. It from across the
From college, the that's really all we should say. Yes.
It was,
If A.J. Brown is
saturated with beer.
Devontae Smith is skinny Batman. Ooh. What is Joe DeCamera
Good
Batman?
Good question.
Nerd
Chiseled
Batman.
Chest Batman.
What'd you say, Ben?
Chiseled chest Batman.
Yeah. I'll take a name by the end of the show, Jason.
Nerd Batman.
I'll join the group.
Nerd Batman.
All right. Well, I'll take what I can get.
By the way, Jason. Overconfident Batman?
Well, not with golf. So, Jason, how do you break 100 if you just can't?
Because
I did last year once, but this year I'm 0 for the year. I'm giving it one more crack.
I would say play to your strengths.
Well, I don't have them.
Yeah, but you still have something. Like, don't.
Yeah, play to your strengths.
What are your strengths if you don't have them?
No, I've been pretty.
What are your clubs that you're good with?
The driver's probably been my best this year. It's my shorter game that's been a problem.
Well, that's a major issue.
Uh-huh.
The driver's the club.
That's where all of
with?
The scoring happens, yeah. I mean, my goal is to try and break 90 routinely, so I'm not like some great golf player. Like, I'm okay.
You're making my 100 look worse, but keep going.
No, but
he's like, I try to break 90. I'm not that good. DeCamera, you suck. That's what I just heard.
No.
If you shoot 125 at Marion, like, that'll be a good round for you.
Wow.
I'm telling you.
Wow.
It's hard.
Okay.
I think try not to get, if your goal is to break 100, seriously, if your goal is to break 100, try not to par. Like, just try and, like, get the ball.
Bogey?
Play bogey golf good at bogey golf.
I would love bogey
here's
golf.
Here's how you break 100. Play 14 holes.
Yeah, well, that's probably true. Right now, my challenge is, I'm trying to figure out how I get to my cell phone, which is in my Batman costume, and I literally can't get it.
Oh, no. You put the costume over your pants?
It's a whole problem.
It's trapped. That's funny.
If you're playing at Marion, are you playing with caddies? You don't know?
Dr. Myers invited me yesterday. So whatever the setup is what it is.
So there's two different courses. It depends on which one you're playing. But if you do have a caddy, I always score like insanely better with caddies because they tell you where to putt. Can't read putts that well. They're like, putt it right here. And those guys are incredible. They'll tell you what to hit. So
someone, he might actually have someone who like waits on him and carries his stuff and tells him how to golf properly.
Yeah, but then
like,
I got a tip at the end.
Dangerous.
I mean, to be fair, do we think he could carry his bag for 18 holes at Marion? Because I don't.
That's great. All right, so Jason, let me ask you this and we'll get back to the phones. You had referenced earlier the Lake Tahoe thing, you know, being out there.
Yeah.
So it's a thrill for any of us when we meet someone who's someone, you know?
Sure.
So you've gotten to the point where you meet a lot of someones. You meet a lot of famous people, and you've become friends with a lot of famous people. In this journey, and maybe in particular over the last year or two, as your whole thing has increased.
Yeah.
Who's been a real thrill for you? Like, Saquon talked, you could tell when Saquon was talking yesterday, it was a thrill for him to meet President Obama. Hear it. So who's been a thrill for you to meet?
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Absolutely.
He was shorter than you thought he was going to be, wasn't he?
I mean, he's older now. He's probably even shorter than he used to be, you know what I mean?
I couldn't, yeah.
But it was, I'll tell you what, I didn't even notice how short he was.
Because
I was like so just enthralled with seeing the guy. Like, he was that guy growing up, and
sure,
still is.
So
Arnold is definitely up there.
That's a great one.
Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
I didn't meet him in person, but Adam Sandler, we had him on the podcast, and being able to talk to him was absolutely
insane.
That is great.
I met the Prince of England. I met, you know, Tom Cruise.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Tom Cruise.
That's, no big deal.
That feels like the most famous person in the
world. Did he know who you were or no?
Not only did he know who I was, I think that dude probably just like is reading, like he came off so overly just like informed and intelligent. It's like hard to explain. It was like, man, you really are like this Mission Impossible character.
Well, he learns to fly helicopters. He does all that for real.
And I brought this up to another person who knew him, and they said the exact same thing. They said, no, he is just like wired that way. It was a very just like, wow, this guy's like on. Like, I don't know if you like read my whole Wikipedia before. Like,
Wow.
So I think there's been a lot of really, really cool people I've met over the past year, 2 years. But I do think there's something about seeing people that were big when you were a kid still.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the ones that always like kind of like feel the most impactful.
That's awesome. Did you ever get to meet Bruce Springsteen yet?
I haven't. And I've been to a number of his shows. And I did not used to be a huge Bruce fan. Because I didn't really know that much. Like, I knew Born in the USA. Like, I knew, like, the big hits and stuff like that. And then I went to see him live my second year in Philly at Citizens Bank. And I was like, oh, I get it now. This guy is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, very impressive. Played for 4 hours nonstop.
He's
in, like,
monster.
The whole East Street Band and all that stuff. And I was like, impressive.
That's awesome. Yeah. Awesome. 215-592-9494. All right, back with more calls 1 minute from now. All the calls here with Jason in studio.
If you spent time building the right roster and earned the fans, then you need the best technology to back it up. Get rid of those flimsy tablets and slow computers and step up to the game changer and point of sale solutions for restaurants and bars, PDQ POS. Imagine a seamless and lightning fast checkout experience for your customers that saves you money by cutting out those costly fees. Their state-of-the-art technology ensures that transactions are swift, secure, and hassle-free, but that's not all. PDQ Signature Systems is not just a POS system. It's a complete business management solution. Keep track of your inventory, easily manage your staff, and use real-time analytics to optimize your sales. Their user-friendly interface makes it simple for anyone to navigate. Join the thousands of companies that have already made the switch and upgrade to PDQ Signature Systems. Whether you have one restaurant or hundreds, PDQ will customize a solution for your specific needs. Upgrade to the professional point of sale. Visit PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.
All right, Jason Kelce in studio with us, and we're going to get to some more of that Nick Nurse audio from yesterday. Also, your chance to weigh in on Sirianni, on the Sixers, on the Phils. Dodgers win the World Series. And two other quick things. Life Advice with the Hammer coming up at about 9:20 today. Get those questions in that you need help with in life. I'll try to steer you some good advice. That's Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. Three ways you can interact with the show in addition to the phone lines. The other thing, reminder. I try to remind people of this frequently. Our app, the Odyssey app, really is a remarkable thing. And I say that to say this. If you miss any portion of the show but want to hear it, like Jason right now, maybe you didn't hear it at 7:30 when he popped on. Maybe you didn't hear Seth Joyner Monday from 9 to 10. Maybe you missed Sirianni at 8:40 on Tuesday. Or you missed Jaws yesterday at 7:30. Like, all these interviews are all housed there. So you can always listen live on the Odyssey app. But you also, if you get to work and you got to, you know, go work, you want to listen later, it's all there. Odyssey app. It's amazing. Listen to it. Consume as much as you want. It's really good stuff. Let's talk to Gary in New Jersey right now. Gary, you're on WIP.
Good morning. Rhea, my son played 7-on-7 with a bunch of players from Rome, and the offensive coordinator is a great, great guy.
Oh, awesome. Very cool.
Yeah. So, do you feel like it's Groundhog Day? I swear to God, if Nick Nurse starts talking with a New England accent, I'm out.
Like, well, Australian?
Yeah. That's right. Like, my God. Like, lie after lie after lie. Like, you got a guy, Derrick Henry, spending $250,000 to make sure he could be on the field every week, and he's getting pounded. And this guy can't, like, work out and get in shape for opening night?
So, Gary, that's the one spot where I... Well, it's not the one spot, but it's one of the spots I feel bad for Nick Nurse, because I agree with you. Like, I think he's way, way down on the list of problems. But he doesn't want to state publicly, my owner is absentee, my general manager is leaving me out to dry, and my star is killing us.
Is too hurt to play.
Yeah. It's literally too hurt to play. So, I don't like the way Nick Nurse is handling it, but I recognize he is in a very tough spot.
Yeah, I don't blame Nick Nurse. I feel like the same thing Brett Brown went through. Like, they stick him up there, and he's got to talk to the press, and he can't say what the truth is.
Now, I think that's pretty much accurate. He could do a little bit of a better job presenting it, but I agree with you. He's clearly trying to avoid being forthcoming. Gary, give me an answer. What is, on this Halloween day, a strange tradition?
But maybe Nick Nurse doesn't want to be a scapegoat. And I think the strangest tradition is the Mummers Parade.
Oh, like, big answer.
From afar, it is something different.
Ties into Jason. Jason,
it
have you?
Does.
Other, I will say, as someone not from the city of Philadelphia, the Mummers thing is, like, delightfully weird and absurd.
No question. Yeah. No question.
Very much.
So, is the...
Delightfully weird.
It's true. Yeah. Is Parade Day the only day... Do you ever do the Mummers Parade?
I haven't, and I... I've been, it's hard in season, obviously, to find the time to, one, do the day, just go to it and experience it.
It's a great day, man.
Yeah, I'm looking forward. I don't even know where it falls on the schedule, so I don't want to speak too soon, but.
Well, I'll tell you, January 1st.
About this. Well, I know that, but what day
talking
is
about
January
the ESPN,
1st?
Monday night, football, that stuff.
Joe, this isn't like you not knowing Thanksgiving.
Well, Joe, very different thing.
It almost was. It almost sounded like Jason was implying it might be in May. I mean, he's like, I don't know when, New Year's Day is. It is
not a lot of people are like you.
It is a Wednesday, so yeah, I mean, listen, I look forward to taking that in this year for sure.
Good, man.
Absolutely.
And by the way, Garage Beer would play very well.
That's not a bad, maybe we can do something there. Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun.
Right?
Yeah.
Garage Beer, about 100,000 Philadelphians.
Yeah, let's go
Kegs
down,
Kegs
and
baby. Eggs.
Good 2 Street knowledge out of you. Not everybody knows that it's 2 Street. Well done. Well done right there. All right, not well done the way Nick Nurse has been answering some of these questions. Let's go back to yesterday. So we already knew it was a debacle entering yesterday. We knew Joel was going to miss game 4. We didn't know they were going to lose to the Pistons, but we certainly could guess they might, and they did. Nick Nurse was asked a series of questions before the game, and I thought this one by Howard, frankly, was one of the best questions and follow-ups I've heard from a Philadelphia media member, honestly, in a couple of years. This was a doozy, but it was the right question, and it was a fair question, and it was poorly handled by Nick Nurse. Here's the exchange yesterday.
Nick, do you think it's fair to your paying customers and your fans to not know, have any idea when your star player is going to play?
That's a big question to lead off with. Listen, our guys are working out. They are making progress. They're going to have workouts tomorrow, Friday. We hope to have a better indication of where they are by then. Update you then.
But that didn't answer the question. Do you think it's fair? I mean, I have complaints from people. You know, I'm buying tickets and I don't know whether they're going to play. And
well, they're listed as out. Within the league guidelines, we have to list them. That's why the league has those guidelines, and we list them that way.
And you do it the day before, but a lot of people buy tickets earlier than that.
Well, we don't have all the information all the time, right? The reason you do it the day before is you want to make sure, right? So you know.
I mean, John, I so believe that Nick Nurse knows the answer is yes, but he just doesn't want to say it, right?
It's got to be.
It has to be.
He is, his tongue is tied. His hands are tied. He is at wit's end. He is just begging for, a way out or a safety line or whatever you want to call it. Just save him, Daryl. Like, someone help him out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he knows.
He's dangling and alone.
I think he knows it's unfair, but I think he also doesn't really know how to rectify that because they don't know how long whatever's ailing that player is going to drag on for.
Like, I agree.
When you're dealing with, what this probably is some type of inflammation in the chronic knee. I don't want to conjecture, but that's likely what it is, right? And when you're dealing with that, you don't know far in advance when that player is going to feel comfortable enough to go play. Like, so we're dealing with an injury that, like, is the time frame is unknown. He could wake up in the day after having some of this, you know, PRP or whatever they do to it, or treatment on it, that all of a sudden it feels good and he could be out there. So is it unfair to the fans to not know if the star player is going to be out there and the tickets that they're buying in advance? Of course, it's unfair to them. But as the coach, he doesn't really know how to, like, he can't say he's definitely going to be out there or not. So there's not really anything he can do.
Jason, one of the things, I'm sorry, Ben, go ahead.
How frustrating must that be?
Yeah. You know, like, what's the thing is, if you talk to any head coach of any major sport, they say, I want to put my players in the best position to win. Well, ownership and management is not allowing Nick Nurse to do that.
Yeah.
They're not allowing it. Bottom line.
Well, Joel's knee is not allowing it, but they're not allowing him to be authentic
exactly.
in the presentation.
They're not putting Nick Nurse in the best position to succeed, that's for sure.
So, Jason, let me ask you this question. There's obviously a lot in your tenure here as a player that we admired about your whole thing. I mean, the way you played, but also the way you handled yourself, conducted yourself, carried yourself.
Yeah.
I think I've told you this before, maybe on air, maybe off air. There is a group, and this is not all of them, but there's a group that, in my opinion, best navigated keeping it real with the fans, maintaining proper relationships with your teammates, but didn't, you know, didn't point the finger at us and answered questions.
Yeah.
And I've told you before, I this isn't all of them, but you did it, Doc did it,
yeah,
Trot did it. Mm-hmm. Jaws did it.
Yeah.
It's not easy to have certain questions asked, give an answer, but not like piss off a lot of people.
Yeah.
So how did you do that? Like, I noticed earlier you answered a question from John. I knew it was a grenade. And your answer was, I'm not going to answer it. And I respected that because I didn't expect, like, how do you navigate that?
I don't know. I think when you're answering a question, You know, as a player, how it's going to be perceived by the coach, by the players, and by the fans. And you're trying to, at all times, be respectful to the people you work with and the people that you have relationships with, but also be honest with the fan base. And sometimes those two things coalesce in a way where it's difficult to do that.
Sure.
But I think that usually there's a form of truth that is acceptable and fair to the fans and also fair to the ownership and people you work with.
Yeah.
And there's a way to say things, there's a way to phrase things, and there's a way to discuss things that is appropriate. And I think that you kind of know how to navigate that, especially the older you get in your career. And I just think the majority of really good leaders are very good at that. Because I think that's a sign of communication skills in general and emotional intelligence. Like the guys you just said right off the bat.
They had it.
They had that.
Then no one ever said Trot's not keeping it real. Jaws correct. Isn't keeping it real. Doc's not. And by the way, those teams, they had their own issues where there was controversies. They had to answer some very, I mean, Doc and Trot were part of the 05 TO thing.
Well, think
like,
about
they were,
Trot.
They were there. And
think
no
about
one
Trot's
said,
journey,
man. They,
man. Think about Trot was playing special teams to try to like dig his way out from the doghouse for a while there, too.
Randall was playing third downs when Jaws was there.
Right.
I mean, that had to be brutal.
Do you know that, Jason? There was a year, Buddy's strategy.
It was insane.
Was if it's third and so Jaws was the starting quarterback. And he was the veteran and Randall was the young guy.
Yeah.
If it was third and seven or longer, Randall goes in the game. If it's third and six or less, Jaws stays in the game.
Holy cow. That does sound like a defensive coach's philosophy.
Well, so Ben, like just to use you as an example. So you and John didn't have the same focal point. And you know, I mean this, no disrespect. Like Jason was a team leader.
Correct.
Future Hall of Famer. So there's going to be more people at his locker. All right. John, your time, obviously, more people, Donovan and Doc's locker and all that. So, Ben, if a reporter had asked you in 1999 or 2000, you're playing for the Padres.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ben, you think any of your teammates are on steroids? Like, that would cause you a problem.
It would.
How the hell do you answer that question?
You don't. I say that's not up for me to decide.
Yeah. You know what the thing is, though, Ben? You're like, also intelligent to know how to quickly do that. And I mean this is no disrespect to some. Not every athlete is as intelligent, Ben, as you or Jason.
I don't
Jason
think it's just
you.
Intelligent. Articulate. I think there are a lot of people who don't feel comfortable talking into microphones, talking in public. There are
totally.
A lot of people who are introverts and stuff like that, where when they're put in that spot, like, it might not be intelligence.
Yeah.
It might just be like uncomfortable and they react a certain way.
I think a lot of it is common sense, too.
Yeah.
I tell my wife all the time. It's one of my favorite expressions that I made up. It's amazing how uncommon common sense is. Think
Very
about
good.
It.
Yeah.
A lot of it's just common sense.
Yeah.
That's kind of Yogi Berra thing. That phraseology.
I like
that from Yogi.
I like it. But John, the point is, in a tough spot, Nick Nurse is not handling this well. Like, I do feel some sympathy
right.
for him, but he could do a better job. I mean, come on.
I guess he could, but I think that he probably was doing a good job of this before we even knew he was doing a good job of this. And now this has just gotten so far. It's gotten so far out of control. And he has seen this every step of the way. The fact that Joel has been spoon-fed and babied. From the moment he arrived here, that's got to be frustrating for Nick to watch.
No, he stepped into something that was long cultivated.
Yeah.
Process.
You know, yeah. And Joel being injured and a star and not really accountable and all right, Jason, two final things. And reminder for everyone listening, Jason's with us every Thursday for an hour. In studio, Jason and James, this thing today is, tell us where this is being shown.
Yeah, it's on YouTube, our YouTube channel, at Sports Radio 94 WIP on YouTube.
That's awesome. The visual.
Very cool.
All right, so Jason, two final
things.
People
get to see you in a Batman costume.
That's right. Eagles, Jabs. I still can't get my phone. I got to take this thing off in a commercial break. Eagles, Jags.
Yeah.
Jason, I mean, it should be a W, right?
Should be. I mean, listen, it's the NFL. Anybody can win any given week. And the Jags, although they have some injuries, have been. I mean, they're talented. The quarterback has been hot and cold, but he's been more hot than cold as of late. He's playing a lot better. But I think, the Eagles should win this game, just like they should have won the last three games, and they've taken care of business.
Well, the last one I don't know about should. They did. I mean, they were an underdog.
Yeah.
Now, listen, maybe since he's not that good, but that was a pretty impressive win. That was a solid victory.
That's fair. They're not like, we didn't go into that game thinking this is one of the worst teams in the NFL and they're going to walk over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So the last thing, the most important thing.
Yeah.
What are you going to be tonight for Halloween?
I don't have an outfit right now.
My bad.
I'm going trick or treating with the kids. Cannot wait.
The best.
But Kylie will kill me, is we got like this like dinosaur outfit for Ellie, our middle child. And the moment I took it out of the box, I just saw the fear in her eyes of this like dinosaur.
Oh, yeah.
She's afraid of her own costume?
So she's nixed the dinosaur.
Best laid plans.
So of course I put the dinosaur head on after that. And just like shaking with fear.
Oh no.
What I wanna do is wear the dinosaur head and come around one of the trees on Ellie.
Of course.
Fear of Halloween.
Yeah, terrified her child.
She's supposed to be terrified.
Right,
this
exactly.
is what this is.
Dad of the
That's
year.
That's one of the great joys.
Yeah.
She's only gonna be able to be this terrified of a dinosaur mask maybe this year.
Exactly.
I need to take advantage
of that. It changes quick. You're right.
Fear you're striking.
It's like that. Like, my daughter was scared of the Fanatic the first time she met him because he was so big.
Yes.
Like, 6 months later, gave him a huge hug, was like,
exactly.
loved it. It's different.
And Jason, when she's 25, you will be paying her therapy bills. I just wanted to know that.
Yeah.
And hey, if you videotape it, put it online, I think you have a chance to go viral. I'm just saying. I think you got a shot. All right, Jason, we'll see you next week, bud.